Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Hi, this is Steve Kilberg. I've been in the internet business for about 20 years now, and I've worked in various size businesses from corporate companies to small online businesses. And these days, I am assisting online businesses such as e-commerce businesses, SaaS businesses, and other types of publications grow so they can actually get their business ready so they can sell their asset. A lot of people don't realize this, but even if you're breaking even these days or even losing a little bit of money today, you can turn that around and actually sell that for tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or in the rare case, over seven figures. When I got started with our e-commerce business, I definitely had to bootstrap it because I was taking care of my elderly parents at that time and had just had a job separation. So with no income coming in, I had to figure out a way to do this as inexpensively as I could. And fortunately, I was able to learn from some people who are farther down the road than me and learn some of those hacks and tactics, which saved me a lot of money in growing my business. And granted, I made a lot of mistakes along the way, but at the same time, I was able to utilize those skills. There's various websites out there where you can get a lot of things done inexpensively, such as Fiverr happens to be one of my favorite websites because you can get various tasks done that are either technical in nature or graphic in nature, which I'm not strong at neither one of those. And you're talking less than $100, sometimes $10, $20, $30. You can get a lot of things done that would end up taking you a lot of time and or money or wasted time to fix if you try to do it by yourself. And when you're starting to bootstrap a business, time is money. So you're trying to do things as fast as you can. There's definitely been a lot of mistakes that I've made, but I've also had some wins along the way as well. Some of the wins that you definitely remember is making those first couple sales online because either you'll buy a course or you'll get some mentoring. And when you follow the process that's laid out and it actually comes to fruition, you actually make some sales, it really gets you energized. And I'll never forget those first couple sales. I had the feeling of excitement and positive feelings towards I can actually do this. It led me to keep going. And another great accomplishment that we went along the way was we actually crossed the seven-figure mark with our business. So it took us a little bit of time. And then looking back, had I not made a lot of mistakes that I made along the way, I could have got there a lot faster, which is why I now coach and consult with businesses and I'm helping them avoid those mistakes. The biggest mistakes I made was just not leveraging the email list that we had built and developing a relationship, a good relationship with our customers, which ended up costing us more money. So those are the mistakes you make. You realize you're in business for the long haul and you're just trying to build a relationship. At the end of the day, you're dealing with people on the other side of the computer screen and you want to treat them the way you would want to be treated. So that's one of the other big takeaways. And I'm grateful to have gotten this far. One of the best tips I tell people is to do, there are a couple of things, is to do some simple research. And no matter what niche you're getting into, no matter what model you want to choose, make sure you pick something you enjoy because I've seen time and time again, people just chase the money opportunity and they have no interest in the path that they've chosen because you will face obstacles along the way. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get a shiny object will change your attention and you're going to end up losing time and time is money. And so I find a lot of times that people just chase money versus chasing something they have an interest in. Now, it doesn't have to be your strong passion in life, but you have to have some kind of an interest. And the reason for it is you're going to then want to do that research and provide that value to those customers that you're trying to serve. Because at the end of the day, you are just serving businesses. You're solving a problem for people in the marketplace. You're doing it at a competitive price or more efficiently or in a unique way than the competitors out there. If you follow those principles, you can actually become very successful. And so the best thing is there's so many tools available to us today that we can do things so inexpensively. The one most important tool that you have is probably in your hand right now or in your pocket or within 6 feet of you, and that is your smartphone. You can pull it out, turn on the video camera, and start recording videos where if you pick a niche that you have an interest in, you find out some problems that they have, or you know those problems, you can demonstrate how you can solve those problems. You can do it through video. And if people are shy or not comfortable doing video, you actually have the audio recording feature on the phone. And if you don't want to do that, there are a couple of websites out there where you can record either your screen or you can record a audio, the same thing, and they'll transcribe those, your text or your voice. And those things are very inexpensive. You're talking less than $30 a month. And when you just position your business or your product or your service in that way, and you have leveraged these tools by publishing content, you can actually solve a lot of problems. If you choose to go down the e-commerce path, there's a lot of options out there where you can buy products inexpensively and turn around and sell those to the marketplace. Due to the success we've had, we've grown a business from zero, from an idea to overnight, and grew it to over 7 figures in sales. I'm now coaching, helping, or consulting with online businesses and just helping them grow, because I understand firsthand all the frustrations and challenges and just confusion that is out there, because it's just so overwhelming. And it's also the reason I'm doing this is there's just a lot of people that I think provide a bad service out there. A lot of coaches that charge a lot, and it's really unfortunate. And so some will provide a good service, others will not. And I say this from personal experience, because we've paid money to some people and had a bad experience. I paid money to some other people and had a great experience, which I'm grateful for, but I've learned those nuances and I can tell pretty much where people are stuck. And so if anybody would like to have a free consultation with me, they can go to skrpmedia.com/call. That's skrpmedia.com/call. And I'll give them 30 minutes of my undivided attention. I can definitely dig in and give them some tips and advice. And if I can't help them, I can definitely point them in the right direction. But I'm just trying to help people. There's a lot of people that need some help and just getting unstuck with things. And 9 times out of 10, I can help solve their problem.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.